This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We had a message in.
Yes, following on from the controversy of the lovely Warren in the afternoon wearing a preppy outfit for himself instead of his stock standard, you know, muscle tops. Brad from Marvellous Melbourne, apparently he's Mr. LLLLM 2016.
He's the Laird Leatherman for this year.
Laird Leatherman. And he was appalled.
Appalled.
Appalled and disgusted.
At us?
No. Oh. He said, what have you done with Warren? He only ever wears shorts and a muscle top.
Oh, so he thinks he's an imposter.
Well, I think also he's annoyed because he likes seeing Warren in a muscle top and shorts.
Ah. Well, obviously the date that Warren obviously has isn't with Brad.
Possibly not. Maybe that was last week's date.
Ah, right. Okay. Got it. Now that we've sorted out Warren's love life and what shirt goes with what type.
That's right. And we've told Tristan off for just laughing into the microphone. Now, anybody who has listened to our show over a little while would know that I was a bit of a fan of Caitlyn Jenner. And I was absolutely devoed when it turned out they axed her show after only two seasons because I really quite liked it. Funnily enough, it wasn't so much about Caitlyn, but the other girls were fan-bloody-tastic. But to make up for the loss of I Am Kate, we are going to have next year on, just approximately, April the 25th.
April the 25th, 2017.
The Secrets of My Life, the memoirs of Caitlyn Jenner, will be officially released to the crowds.
What?
Well,
oh, it's a book.
It's a book.
Oh.
It's going to be, it's co-written, or should we say written, by Buzz Bissinger. And you're going,
what? Who?
He was, or she, I don't know. It's Buzz, could be either, or a brand of cola, I'm not sure, who wrote Kate's 2015 Vanity Fair cover story. Uh-huh. The one which Kate's ex-wife, Chris, was so utterly offended by.
Right. Well, that'll lead into a good prelude for the book.
Woo-hoo. Then that should make for an awesome autobiography. Because apparently it will be spilling all of the beans.
Oh, the Kardashian beans.
Yep. Because most of the book will concentrate on that period of Kate's life.
Right. Well, it's all the untold stuff that Kate was hiding from family and friends the public.
It's all about the family secrets.
So not only her own secrets, but other people's secrets.
Her ex-wife's secrets, and possibly her children's secrets as well. But a lot of it will be about Chris. It should be so brilliant that Caitlin has already said it's not about bashing Chris. It's all just about...
What happened?
Expunging the demons of the past.
Oh, God.
Which means it's about bashing the family members. Yeah. But I am looking forward to it. I will be pre-ordering a copy of this. And, of course, sometime just after April 25th, we will have a full and detailed book review.
No. I need to just take up something on this.
What, that I'm going to read a book?
Well, the only time you read a book is when we go on holiday. And as far as I know...
We haven't got a holiday book.
We haven't got a holiday book.
I'm making an exception here, Chris. I will turn the television off and read a book.
You
heard it here first.
I'm sorry?
I know. I never say that. Can you tell I'm looking forward to this book?
I don't believe you.
How dare you? I'm an intellectual.
I'm intellectual what?
You can't fool me.
Midget.
Oh, hang on. That was individual. Oh, anyway. What you had to do was send through your name, your membership number, and a better bee joke than the rubbish one the prize team put on the sheet for us.
Right.
Because their one was, why do bees buzz? Because they can't whistle. Terrible.
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 Hang on.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, Eddie.
Is it a bee?
Funniest bee joke ever.
From our good friends Eddie and Patsy.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to check out that podcast, it's available on YouTube.
However, Jennifer and Joanne can't win the prize. Our members can.
Now
they have had we have had some pretty good jokes coming.
Look, that's probably pushing it. But right. The lovely Harriet has sent through one. She actually called Robert and twice to make sure he got it right.
Mm.
Right, you ready, you two?
Yeah.
And everybody else. What did the drone bee say to the queen when they were mating?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a sex joke.
I don't know what the drone bee said to the queen when they were mating.
Tristan?
You're beautiful.
Oh, you've cheated. You read it. Yes, you're beautiful.
Oh,
you've got to say it
right. Hang
you're
on.
Beautiful.
There you go, Harriet.
All right.
Next one.
Benjamin from Maribyrnong has sent one in. Now, this one's more of a statement, not a, you know, I don't have to ask you two for this one. Now, it's, why is your nose swollen? On my way here, I stopped to smell a bros.
Yeah.
I think
because
you mean,
you've got to say this with a broken nose.
Yes,
you know?
I think you mean a rose. There's no B in it. There was in this one. Yeah, that's about right. And we had, oh, no, there's another one from Neil in Carrum Downs.
Yes.
Who said, what do unionised bees ask for?
I don't know. What do unionised bees ask for?
Good. Tristan didn't cheat and read. It's more honey, less shorter working flowers.
That's polite applause.
There's a lot of politeness going on. Moving on. Just slightly. To a nice God story. You know, I like a good preacher story.
Yes.
A good preacher man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one is actually from Ghana. So
Ghana.
Over to Africa, I think. Yes, that's right. Bishop Daniel, who claims he has been blessed with special powers from God. None of this, you know, exercising demons or healing the, you know, the sick or the crippled or any of those sort of things. No. He has a special power.
He does.
Which generally you would have looked at and thought, that this looks like one of those, you know, email junk type things that you get.
Funnily
from,
enough.
You know, from spam.
I did.
And this one. So what his special power is, it's only for the men. He has the power to make men's penises larger simply by massaging the men's groin with his special hands. Now, you're probably thinking, massaging a man's groin may just make it grow full stop. But no, that's not the kind of growth he's talking about.
No.
He's talking about, you know, extra growth. It is a special power from God, all right? Now, he has a video footage of it as well. Now, the video shows the bishop moving around a room full of men.
Same videos. This.
And he grabs each of them by the crotch. And in some cases, he holds their penises and gives them just a little tug. Now, he has actually put all this on his channel, which is on his TV channel.
Justin's got his hand in the air.
Or at least it's in the air. Yeah.
What size did I go up to?
Well, we're not sure. There was no empirical measurement going on, you know.
Well, how do we know it works? If there's no, you know, if there's no...
He filmed it.
There's no, like, you know...
Before and after.
Yeah, where's the method science to prove?
I believe you need to have faith. All right? Faith is what you need, Christopher. And he said, you know, if you don't like the look of any part of your body, come to me.
What?
That's what he said. If you don't like a part of your body, you come and see me.
What are you going to do? Rub his hands all over you?
You know?
And make it better. Or bigger.
Pretty much.
Or both.
If you want big buttocks, I can do it for you. You want big boobs, I'm your man. And if you have a small manhood, I can change them all when I come to the... No! When I come to the spiritual realm, all right? God indeed works in mysterious ways. Isaac said, what do you call a bee? From America.
I don't know. What would you call a bee from America?
So nobody knows?
No.
A US bee. Huh? Get it? Thank you, Isaac. Oh. Lucky you're not picking the winner. And Clinton has said, what do you call a wasp?
A wasp. Well, I don't know. What do you call a wasp?
I don't know.
The correct answer is, I want to be. And as he then said, I think there might be a Spice Girls joke in there. Oh, Clinton, you're a card, I tell you.
I want to be.
Yeah, get it, get it, get it.
I do.
Gem.
Talking of quick, fast draws.
Yes.
Television.
Look, I'm happy and sad all at the same time. Can I say first up, Westworld?
Westworld. If you haven't got subscription television, as in the cable satellite delivered style, you are missing out on this unless you're downloading it illegally. But
which many people are, apparently.
Yes.
Yes.
But I have to say, one of the best TV series I've watched for a long time.
It is. We're not going to say what happens.
No.
There'll be no spoilers here, people.
No.
But it, do
how many episodes was there?
It was
eight.
Eight or ten? Eight.
Yeah, eight, I think.
My God, it was a phenomenal show. And even the last episode, it wasn't a crap it was a resolution cliffhanger, but with extra cliffhangers.
Lots of stuff to bring us into series two.
I am in love with that show. Anthony Hopkins, oh my God, he's fantastic.
Anthony Hopkins, you know, you thought he had reached his peak when he did the whole, you know, the cannibal thing, Hannibal the cannibal, but he's back. And if, you know, this will make another peak in his career,
oh my God, yes.
I tell you.
I am so looking forward to next year for this one. And I have actually gone back and bought the original movie. So we're going to sit down and watch it.
Oh, but it's not the same.
No, it's different. Based on a movie, people, just in case you didn't know, with Yul Brynner from about 1970-something.
Yes. But, yeah, can't recommend getting onto Westworld if you haven't enough.
See it.
The biggest downfall of Westworld is there's no series two for like 6 months.
Yeah, it's next year sometime, we believe, but it might actually be early 2018.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. But then, to tide you over in the meantime, some more quality entertainment available via subscription television or illegal download, depending on your preference, Mariah's World.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Look, you know, can I say, this show has brought a new meaning to the word vapid.
Look, I don't, the E-channel and me don't get on very well at all. You forced me to watch I Am Kate. So I then saw lots of ads for other shows on the E-channel and it didn't make me watch more of the E-channel.
And then Mariah came along.
And this is, of course, where Kardashians are featured on the E-channel.
Which we don't watch.
They only have one way of making television.
It's a lot of filler and not a lot of killer.
And a lot of flash shots and moving perspectives really quickly, but not saying much. And then repeating yourself three times.
Yes, but funnily enough, with Mariah's World, I'm not sure how they get so much fast action because she doesn't move a lot.
No.
She spends a lot of time lying chest out on a couch.
Yes, a chaise,
I mean chest out.
An office chair.
I haven't seen her on an office chair, Chris. She's always reclined, often with a glass of champers.
She's working so hard. She doesn't know how she's going to do the world tour and get married.
Luckily, one of those things was resolved.
That's right.
It was good to see James appear in it for 4 seconds.
Yes.
And as we now know, that is it.
And as we also know, he has no personality.
No, but that was because Mariah's got enough for two.
Oh, God. Can I say, within 10 minutes, I was so bored with this show. You made me watch it to the end.
And I will say, it was cringeworthy in its patheticness, but my God, I'm going to watch it next week.
Oh, someone put me out of my misery.
No.
Please.
Now, speaking of music, Eurovision. As you know, we were ripped off horribly this year when the Ukraine won.
Yes.
And defeated the deserving winner of Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Now, admittedly, they weren't going to give us the right to host.
No.
But we were going to be able to host in conjunction with a European city.
Yes.
As the, you know, host of the show, I guess you would say. Most likely in the UK, just because they never win. So it'd be nice to give them, you know, a go. But in the end, it's off to the Ukraine. And this is not proving to be a particularly good idea. not only because the song was terrible, but it's turning into, as they have described it, the shambolic organisation of the Ukrainian television network and the budgetary problems. So the Ukraine public broadcaster over there has run out of money and has to have an emergency budget influx of money from the government.
Yeah.
And they really have not organised anything so far. They've only just picked which Ukrainian city was to actually host the event.
Oh, dear.
And it's not going to be in the capital. They're doing that one again, you know. It's going out into one of the things. And the European Broadcasting Union are having a secret meeting. They had one probably yesterday, I believe it was, when they were going to make a decision on whether Ukraine will be stripped of the right, not of the victory, but of the right to host the event. They have a backup plan in place with another country.
They have.
They do.
But they're not telling us.
No, no. They've only given out, there's rumours of who that country is. And the rumours are Germany, Sweden, the UK, or Russia. Now, funnily enough, the Ukrainian Prime Minister has popped up and commented on this.
Yeah, well, it can't go to Russia.
That was what he
said.
Because
the whole winning song was a protest against Russia.
As he said, that would be the final humiliation for the Ukraine if the thing went to Russia. So they will not allow that to happen. And I don't think they would. I think they'd send it west if it was
going
to...
But maybe that was the motivation for Ukraine to get off their backsides and get the venue ready.
Well, as the Prime Minister said, this is all just propaganda and of the attempt to discredit Ukraine. He's not happy with all of this. Funnily enough, they wouldn't be the first place to host, not host. It's happened before.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not out of being stripped of it, but it has happened before where somebody has refused.
Oh,
so
okay.
Fingers crossed they get it right, and fingers crossed we send a good entry.
Oh, yeah. I still say it's Isaiah.
Mm,
Delta. This is Joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.